Uksin Per Gimel Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah is continuing the halachas of the previous Mishnayos of certain foods that are either naturally set aside for being eaten or not naturally set aside for being eaten, and therefore they need this extra machshava to be designated to be eaten in order for them to be kavod tumat oichel. So chayla behema tahayla einam atama tumas nezeva. That chaylev of a kosher animal has a separate status different than the meat. The meat is edible, and the chaylev, certain fats of a kosher animal, are also the isakaris. So, since they have a separate status, also except the tumah, we don't treat them as the meat of the animal, only the meat is matana tumas nevelas. This is talking about tumas nevelas with an avatumah, it's not tumas oichel, an avatumah. And the meat is metana, is tumas nevelas, is an avatumah, and the chaylev is nothing. Lafiva hutzar hechsher, and therefore the chaylev needs to have one of the seven mashkim, seven liquids, come in contact with it before it will be metana tumas oichel. Chaylev behema tumeya, metana tumas nevela. The chaylev of a non kosher animal has the same status as the meat, it doesn't have a separate status. And therefore, as I say, in respect to tumah also, smatama tumas nevela. So this is a big fiddish, that chaylev of a kosher animal cannot become an avatumah, it can only become a rishamatumah, whereas this chaylev of a non-kosher animal can become an avatumah once the animal dies. And therefore, doesn't need heshel, like we went through this rule earlier on, that something which is an avatumah, intrinsically tumah, does not need this liquid to come in contact with in order for it to be metamic. Dogim tmeim, chagovim tmeim, tzrichim machshava dikvarim. And non-kosher fish and non-kosher insects that grasshoppers and the like that are edible, if they are in these little villages which don't have so many customers, they were generally not eaten, and therefore they need to be designated as food before they will be metamic from this oichel.